And good morning, listeners. Welcome. It's me, Holly Tanner, along with
Justin Weaver,
the one and only. And you're listening to Something to Talk About on 90.7 FM WGXC, your place for live local radio. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Holly.
Thank you, honey.
How are you? I can't believe it's a brand new year.
I know, 2016. I haven't made a mistake and written 15. I'm an even number person, though, so I'm loving writing 16 because that's fun for me. I like even numbers. So.
I like odd numbers.
Really?
And that's why we make such a good match
it
here
is.
On the radio.
That's very true. That's very true. So did you watch the State of the Union last night?
I did. And I thought it was great. I know there's a lot of State of the Unions that I don't watch. But are you blowing your brains out? Technically, I mean, like you were giving the universal symbol of. I printed off a part that we'll read later.
Okay, all right,
we
good.
Won't get into that right
okay,
now. But
good.
You know, I thought it was great. You know, there was a lot of people wearing purple in the audience.
I
did
wonder
you
why. Did yes.
You, well, yeah, why?
I don't know.
Is
was
that
it
to be
significant?
Neutral or?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
I do always look at the ties that are worn by the men because, you know,
red and the blue.
Republican is red
right.
and blue is supposed to be Democrat. But a
right.
lot of times they'll switch it around. They'll switch it up so that to confuse people and or to make it seem like we love everybody. So I always look at that. And it's always fun for me to watch everyone get their exercise. You know, we're up, we're down, we're clapping, we're up, we're down.
It's like being in a Catholic church. Which is
really
why I don't
is.
Go anymore.
So we'll talk more about... Oh,
no,
Justin, you do so. I've seen you in church.
I do sometimes.
And Lent is coming up.
Yes.
Ash Wednesday. Yeah. Well, it is the new year. Are you a resolution person, Justin?
I am a resolution person. My resolutions normally last about 5 days, and then I start over.
Mm-hmm.
And that one lasts about 6 days, and then I start over again. So what I decided this year is I'm resolving to get fit and to get healthy, and I resolve not to start that until February 1st.
Oh, good.
So that gives me a whole month to actually mentally prepare and not jump on the bandwagon with everybody else and just to kind of like get used to, okay, I'm really going to do this, and instead of starting and stopping and starting and stopping, I'm mentally preparing myself because December you can't really do anything, you know, because you're going to every single party and you're eating everything
Summer
and drinking everything.
Tough.
So you need a month, at least I need a month to actually decompress and take myself away from that, you know, away from
mode.
The festivities,
right,
you know, get one last large pizza in me from Domino's and then fully commit.
I should have sent some stuff down to the basement, you know, in the clerk's office in DMV, we get candy and cookies and
I'm
homemade
glad you
cookies
didn't, because
and
it would just made it that much
chocolate
harder.
Covered pretzels and you know we're just inundated with and then you know you're walking by just one one doesn't matter and then one turns you know
right
you walk by something 10 times so I'm not so much a resolution person. I do try to you know it is a new year, it's a new beginning, so try and do some things. I am trying to look I'm resolutioning. I'm trying to eat a little healthier.
She's got the Special K protein shake.
I do. It's not bad. It's all right. It's not bad. I may do some other, you know, we were talking about
Arbonne.
28-day
Arbonne, and that's the plan I'm starting in February. It's a 28-day boot camp, they're calling it. And you follow, you know, their plan, their guidelines, and you have the Facebook page where you can actually go on and get support every single day. They give you shopping lists, so you're going to be eating clean the whole month of February. And you have the shakes from that company, and you have there's a detox tea that you drink and everything. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that for 28 days, and I'm going to, like, really – I have to cut out the – okay, this is going to be the hard part. I have to cut out – no. So there's going to be no sugar. There's going to be no coffee. That's a big one for me. There's not going to be any kind of bread, okay? There is not going to be
dairy.
There's no dairy. There's no dairy, and I like my yogurt, and I like my cheese, and there's no alcohol. So there goes my whole breakfast.
For 28 days.
There goes my whole breakfast right out the
window. Yeah, right
so,
out the door.
Wish me luck,
way to
everybody.
Start your day. Yeah, I thought that actually sounds like a diet that I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to do a no iodine diet, so no salt diet. I had thyroid cancer in 2008, and so as part of that, it was part of the treatment, radioactive iodine you have to take to do some of the testing. And so they want to cleanse your body of any traces of iodine. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, it was an excellent diet. And I may do it again just because, not because I have to, but someone I know now is going through that. And so I may, as a sort of, you know, help her through this mental, moral support, do this diet, because it was, you know, but it was very difficult. No dairy, no bread, no sugar, you know, salt is in everything, and probably right. even this. So that was very hard. But one of my other resolutions is to, or something that I like to try to do, and, you know, the new year, because it's new, I guess it's when people do try and, you know, say, oh, this year I'm going to do this, is get more organized.
Yes.
Because I am...
This is a great segue, by the way.
Yes, I am a... I have hoarding tendencies. I'll put it that way.
Well, make sure you say that correctly on the air, honey. Hoarding.
Hoarding. Hoarding. Hoarding tendencies. Have you ever watched that show?
I on, am that show.
You are not. Well, I cannot see you crawling through piles of...
It's not quite that bad, but I do have definitely some things that I could be helped out by with our guest today.
I think everyone probably does have a bit of that going on, and that's why we need people like our guest, Julie Ulmer. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Holly. Thanks for having
me. You are a professional organizer.
I am.
And you're minding your manner. Is that correct?
Yeah, I founded Minding Your Manner in 2003.
Well, welcome. Thanks for being here to help us with our resolution to get more organized. So how did you get into the organizing business?
Well, everything I've done work-wise has always had an organizing element to it. My first career was as a radio broadcaster. And did some administrative assisting to back that up. And my second career was as a cook and a chef. And all three of those, you really need to have your act together. You really got to have everything in place, or in the kitchen, mise en place. Mm-hmm. So everything's in order and ready to go and be prepared. So I was transitioning from my culinary career as my daughter was becoming a little bit older and getting into the tweenage years, and I decided I needed to have her around, or she needed to have me around a little bit more. So I started off, you know, kind of simply doing some home management for some professional couples that needed, you know, a little tweaking around the house and chasing after kids and whatnot. And I just realized that there was this desire to always put things to right. And
are you a Virgo?
How did you know?
Because
that?
I'm a Virgo and I'm just like that.
Oh my god.
No, that's nowhere in my notes, by the
really?
way. I just know another Virgo.
Wow,
what's your birthday?
It's August 28th.
I'm September 12th, so you're like on the cusp, kind of close.
Wow.
Cuspy. Yeah.
Wow,
that's weird.
That is very weird.
They don't call us Holly and Justin something to talk about for nothing.
That's right. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
so you felt this
quality,
own
definitely.
To have things in there, everything in its place, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until many years later that I had a girlfriend in middle school, and I would go to her house. Now I understand that the house had chronic disorganization and a certain amount of, you know, I used to call it a garbage house, so to speak. And
your
whenever
girlfriend's house?
That's what I called my mom's house. No, I'm just kidding, Mom.
Yeah, we love you, Mom. I love my mom too. That's where my hoarding comes from, though. She's a classic.
Yeah,
sometimes saving
it's the
things. It does.
So I just, whenever love I was there, I was like, we gotta fix this. This is wrong. This is not right. And so I had a lot of that going on as a kid and a young adult. Whenever I'm in someone's home,
what
you're
reminding
thinking.
Reminding not to have
it's,
you.
It's time
over.
To take over. No. It's just more about how can this be just the best place that you can live in? How can it be a sacred space? How can you be honoring all of your things? How can you really enjoy the important stuff and get rid of the useless stuff that, you know, it's cluttering your space, but it also clutters your mind.
Yeah.
You know, it really makes a difference when you're visually seeing so many different things. Your brain gets tired. It's mentally fatiguing to try to take all that in and classify it and understand it. So I'm also really inspired by the Shakers. and we're kind of here in the back end of Shaker Country,
sure.
where the
I was picturing dancers.
Yeah,
well, the movers yes, you were the movers and shakers. No,
in a way, that was a
the
part
Puritan
of there.
Puritan shakers. Yes, no moving and shaking by them. No, and very simple, right?
Very, Simplified. Very simple, yes. And everything was super orderly, and even the structure of the elders and eldresses in the communities and. The way they wanted to just make life simpler. So furniture, instead of being big and heavy, it was very lightweight and sturdy. And you could, you know, utilize Shaker peg rails around the room to hang things off of.
Right.
And so I just love that yeah. everything having a purpose and everything being utilitarian, but
real
lovely.
Excess. Right.
You know, but eye-catching as well.
Yeah. Right.
So you consciously practice any kind of feng shui? Did you ever incorporate feng shui? No, that's... like the Asian what am I
organizing, sure. like yes. way to organize your
energy flow.
Yeah. Energy flow,
energy
right.
flow.
Incorporate that yeah. into your organization or?
Yeah. It's some of that's just kind of common
natural,
sense.
Right?
Yeah. You
yeah.
know, like in home offices, some people do not want to have their backs to a door,
mm-hmm.
for instance.
Right.
Or some people find if they have a window to look out of, it's too distracting. Other people want to have a window to look out of for inspiration. Some clients will not want to have anything underneath their beds, which is kind of a good...
big storage space.
Yeah, it's yeah. a big storage space for some things. But they just feel like that's just blocking their, you know, their sleep time and blocking the energy around their bedroom. So that's challenging.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 2003.
2003,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
okay.
12, working on 13 years.
And do you have like a region that you cover?
I
You'll
do.
Go anywhere or
Well, you know what?
Within reason?
I'm located in Chatham, so a stone's throw, 45 minutes or 45-mile radius really covers
okay.
seven counties and three states, believe
sure.
it or not. Just the very tip of Connecticut. But
yeah.
I'm always over back and forth between the Berkshires and the Capital District, Rensselaer County, of course, Columbia County, and even just the tip of Dutchess County as well. So
yeah.
I don't mind the drive. You know, it's nice quiet time for me listening to podcasts and a lot of podcasts about organizing
mm-hmm.
or productivity, time management and whatnot.
Yeah.
And kind of get geared up.
Part of it as well, isn't
Absolutely.
It? The time management aspect
oh, yeah.
of
Oh, definitely. Because if you're not making time
right.
to deal with your stuff, that's when it creeps up. You know, you don't do anything for 20, 25, 30 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, here's the, you know, the closets are overstuffed. The adult
right.
children have moved out, but they never took their stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're storing it or, you know, just the accumulation. And
right.
so one of the biggest things that people struggle with is the fact that, you know, they think they want it to be instant, you know,
right.
kind of like the New Year's resolution. You know, we're
right.
going to stick to this and
it's
going to be done.
Yeah.
But organizing is really very similar to what I consider like a personal training or a fitness program. Personal trainers and professional organizers do a lot of the same thing. We're teaching you techniques. We're your support buddy. We're your accountability buddy. We're your cheerleader. But in the long run, if you aren't keeping up with stuff on your end, you know, eventually things are going to slide backwards.
Right.
So, and little, Marie Kondo has a book, this Japanese author who's written the KonMari method of decluttering, which I've been reading, and I've heard there's a ton of hubbub about it. But in all
mm-hmm.
actuality, I have to disagree with her completely. Because
really?
Absolutely.
You heard it here first,
wow.
folks.
Sorry.
Now, what do you disagree
well,
with her
yeah,
about?
Well, she has this idea that, and this works well for a Japanese apartment, and she's from
okay.
Japan, and that's where most of her clientele
Small
is.
Space.
You know, that it's all in one time thing. You got to do it all at one time. There's no, don't do it little by little. Don't do it room by room. You've got to do it all together. And that is just not realistic for American households.
I agree with you.
Absolutely is not. And also, a lot of times I'm working with clients who have ADD or they are chronically disorganized. They have short attention spans or if they have hoarding tendencies. And trying to push them through more than 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Right. It backfires.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes going a little bit at a time and, you know, picking your battles and sure. picking the hot spots that are really making you crazy, mm-hmm. that is elemental. And it's very important to continue on with it all through our lives because it always comes back.
Right.
There's never one and done.
Do you find that there's a psychological aspect that lends itself to people being disorganized?
Oh, sure. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's
or having those hoarding tendencies.
The tendencies. Some of that, you know, they feel like, you know, is there genetic? But I think that's more so a learned behavior
sure.
because of how you're brought up.
Right.
You know, as everybody tends to point at the greatest generation and their parents haven't gone through the depression.
Right.
They got to keep everything.
Right.
And while there's definitely some truth to that as well, you know, their children kind of just followed suit with mom and dad. And so there's, you know, 25 margarine containers to utilize in the kitchen
right.
or, you know, boxes of used twist ties and things of that nature.
Right.
So some of that's learned. But one of the things that people really struggle with clutter is depression. You know, it's one of the last things anybody wants to do when they're in their home, when they're struggling with just getting out of bed. Or, you know, just mm-hmm. going to work and feeding the family and whatnot. So there's definitely a correlation between that. And, of course, sometimes people with ADD or ADHD just lack the focus. And they're able to apply their focus to important things like work, family, you know, keeping the pets and the children alive. But when it comes to, yeah, you know, when it comes
feed
to let's pull everything out of this cupboard and make it work right, things kind of start going downhill there. And it's hard to keep
up. What do you see that most people hold on to the most? And, you know,
it's a great question. Yeah.
You know, that, and also, some people might be listening and they're like, well, yeah, I have a few of these things and I don't know if I really need a professional organizer. At what point, on top of what, you know, the things that they're holding on to that you see the most, at what point do you say to someone,
I need help.
You need to help. Have yeah. me come in and help you.
Right. Well, the first thing is the top two clutter items for Americans are paper mm-hmm. and clothing. Uh-huh. And those are also the top
check,
two.
Check.
Yeah, me too. Yep. And me too.
Yeah.
They're also the two easiest things to be rid of. Mm-hmm. Although, of course, paper makes people really nervous. People tend to hang on to paper. They're just always waiting for that IRS audit.
We know that, don't we, Justin?
Jump on them.
Retention specialists yes. right here
yes.
in this very room.
We
what to keep,
on,
what not to keep, though.
Yeah.
We do tend to help people get organized with their paper.
Kind of... It is kind of liberating when all that
totally.
Space
it is.
Opens
shredding.
Up.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun. Shredding.
Yeah. That's what
fun.
He does. Yeah, he's a records coordinator.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm the RMO. Yeah. But yeah, that is a...
Those are the top two. Yep. And then there's books. People love their books.
Mm-hmm. I think getting rid of books.
Kids with... or families with kids, that automatically increases their clutter factor by 33% for each child.
Yeah, sure.
And then, of course, if they're not working through it, you know, I've gone into homes where the bedrooms of adult children have been basically left untouched from the point in time where they graduated high school
yeah.
and off they went to college and they just sit. So those are most of the things that I see. And then the idea of why would you, you know, why would you hire somebody to come and help you deal with this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It basically, how is it affecting your life? You know, is clutter a factor, like, let's say, in a senior citizen's home where there's potential hazards for tripping mm-hmm. or fire hazards? Is your disorganization creating stress that you're late all the time, that you're always losing your keys, you're always losing
right.
the cell phone, you can't find anything, you're wasting time buying more things that you already have, mm-hmm.
but you can't find
them, mm-hmm. you know? I think...
Do you have a camera in my apartment?
I think it's in everybody's apartment.
A couple days ago, I lost my remote control. It was in the refrigerator. So there we go.
Wow.
And I'm a Virgo. That doesn't happen too often,
fantastic.
But it happens. It happens sometimes.
There might be a backstory to that.
It's another show, Holly. It's another show.
Another show.
We found a lot of interesting things, and one of the things I always hear clients say, oh, that's where that is.
Yeah.
I've been looking for this.
Well, you watch that show sometimes and sure. people find, oh, yeah, there's a kitty that died, you know, 10 years ago under the...
Have you had any situations like that?
What's your worst? Have you had like a worst case scenario where you were just like, wow...
Well, you
no names, obviously. No locations.
Of course not. Absolutely. I don't deal well with animal situations, so it's something I don't take on because I'm just particularly sensitive to that.
Yeah.
But I have certainly dealt with clients who've had hoarding tendencies and who've lived in homes that have been quite overrun. And for one purpose or another, for instance, a member of the family had gotten ill and needed to utilize a walker. Well, sometimes when you're just working with what we call goat trails, pathways through, it's really hard to manipulate a walker. So, you know, so I've been in that situation. And what was interesting about it, because I come from a culinary background, like food waste is definitely it's a big yuck factor for me. I really have a hard time with that. But thankfully, a family that I helped somewhere in the United States were Orthodox Jews and kept kosher. And so food was never allowed outside of a small dining area and a kitchen area. And while the rest of the house was packed, and I mean packed to the hilt, it was just dust and, you know, sometimes a little mouse infestation that I had to deal with, as opposed to food garbage, which really, that's really tough. And you know, one of the things that people will...
Health hazard.
Definitely. People will say, you know, come on, these people are just lazy. Come on, they're just being slobs. They're not even putting out their garbage. Mm-hmm. You got to imagine, you have to know that there's obviously something mentally going on.
And you can't tell that this... you can't look at somebody and say, okay, that's the person that's suffering from... this hoarding condition,
right. Or
this person's a pack rat, or this person has, you know, some sort of mental deficiencies. Everybody looks the same on the outside. You can't tell who's going through this and who needs the help unless they actually speak up and say that they need the help.
Sure.
Or a family member. Someone says, you know, we need an intervention here.
Yep.
No, it's not just households, right? You'll go to businesses and
I do small businesses. Mm-hmm. Certainly a lot of home offices, which more and more of us are working out of.
Right.
I love residential organizing because, you know, it's oftentimes easy when you're talking about clothing and paper and kids' toys and things like that. But small businesses need help, too. You know, we're really in a fast-paced, competitive world right now where we just don't have time to waste. So productivity and time management, and if you're a small business owner, that's really important. You don't have time to spare looking for lost documents or... you know, computer crashes because you haven't been backing up properly, that sort of thing. So my whole philosophy is let's try to avoid hassle. That's basically what I aim to do in every situation. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs more hassle. And if we can just apply a few extra minutes and a little bit of forethought to how to avoid that, then we'll be doing all right.
Great.
Well, this is a lot of wonderful, wonderful, pertinent information for all of us that are trying to get our lives together in 2016. And we're just going to take a quick break. You are listening to Something to Talk About with Holly and Justin. And our guest here today is Julie Ulmer. We're going to take a little break. And in honor of the great David Bowie, who just passed away on Sunday at the age of 69, he did put out his last album, as a matter of fact, which was kind of amazingly ironic that he put that out 2 days before he died. Oh my God, the video. I was going to play that song, but I figured we'd play one of his most popular ones, and this is from Space. Oh, this is Space Oddity, isn't it? Space Oddity?
Yeah, it is. Yep.
So
stay tuned. We'll be back. We'll probably get some tips when we come back about what to do and continue our discussion about getting yourself organized with Julie Ulmer. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition.
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off.
With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin
back. That was David Bowie, Space Oddity, one of his many, many, many fabulous, wonderful songs, really. End of an era. Cancer is a tragedy that strikes so many people. It's very sad. But
and I learned something new. I thought it was always called Ground Control to Major Tom.
It's kind of a sad song, and it reminds me of that movie Space, which I couldn't watch. But, you know, he's off in space. But, yes, he is. He's still on his next journey. So, David Bowie, here's to you. Welcome back, everyone. This is Something to Talk About with Holly and Justin and our guest, Julie Ulmer, who's going to help us with our resolution to get more organized.
Yes, we're very
in
happy
2016.
To have her here today.
Yes, we are. 90.7 on your FM dial, online at WGXC.org. Live local radio, and as Julie pointed out, commercial free. So
yes.
Tune in.
We do have some announcements, though.
Thanks for listening.
Always have to
Justin
talk
has
about.
Some announcements. There's some announcements to make.
So, yeah, tonight at the Chamber of Commerce, we have the very first bed races committee meeting.
Keegan,
yes,
better
Keegan,
be there.
Keegan better be there. So, yeah, that was a major, major tradition here in Hudson for many, many years. And the great Trixie Star, a.k.a. Rich Volo, is spearheading this to try to bring the bed races back to Hudson.
There's been some great pictures surfacing on Facebook of past bed races. I heard a couple of stories this morning about some of the the trophies and
always,
the beds and where they came from and how competitive. It was very, very,
very competitive.
Had a uniform.
Oh, yeah. I will be entering the race. So just if you don't want to be a part of it and get in a bed and race down the road, come and watch me because I'm doing it. So we're going to start having our very first meeting tonight. That's at 6 o'clock at the
very
Chamber
good.
Of Commerce in Hudson down on Front Street. Also, please take note that this Friday, don't plan on eating anything else other than a hot sub, and you are going to get your hot sub. There's a wonderful hot sub sale going on from 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at the Central Hudson Firehouse, which is at 77 North 7th Street. And this benefits the Hudson Children's Book Festival. And this was very important to my friends that I grew up with, Joe Mabin, who passed away a couple of years ago. Joe suffered a major heart attack playing in a softball tournament.
Yeah.
And he was my age, and I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
Aww.
But, it's $8 for a sub, and you can get pepperoni, meatballs, or sausage and peppers, and you can get your advance tickets, or you can just walk in and get a sub, and it's for a great cause. So
that
it's $8.
Is a great cause.
So that's
this Friday. What time does it start?
It's 11 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock.
So lunch or dinner.
Yes, and I just want to remind everybody, today's the Powerball. Today is the Powerball.
I
1.5
think there's been
billion.
So many reminders of
Do
that.
Do I have to come to work? Do I have to come to work if I win?
No, you have to give your boss some money.
1.5 billion, but
and
I
don't need a lot.
That's
just,
okay.
You know,
I'll give you $1 million.
A donation. That's very nice.
I said it here on the air. If I win, you get $1 million.
Thank you, honey, and I will do the same for
you.
If I win, I have to go. I haven't purchased my tickets yet.
Well,
but I have
you
to
have
do that.
Until 10 o'clock tonight, I believe.
Tonight. Yeah,
and,
there's actually some funny stories going around. Did you hear about the one group that thought they won?
No.
Not the Powerball. It was a different lottery. It was in New Jersey, but there's video. It was on the radio this morning. We saw last night. Like, they looked at the wrong day's numbers, and it happened to Matt. I don't know if it was someone pranked them or what, but, it was very sad and tragic.
Well, we did have a winner. It's getting closer and closer
million-dollar
to
winner in Valencia.
Million-dollar winner in Valencia.
Yeah.
So it's about time that somebody in Hudson wins. So I'm excited.
Powerball
and I'm
tonight.
Thinking it's gonna
very
happen.
Exciting. And as always, if any listeners has something that you'd like Justin or I to mention on the air, you can hit us up on Facebook and let us know. And we'd be happy to announce your community events.
Yeah. Also, if anybody has a question for Julie, if you have a very specific situation, give us a call here at the station. Our number is 518-828-0290. And maybe she can give you a little tidbit and talk to you a little bit after the show to maybe set up an appointment to come
How
to
do we
place.
Reach you, Julie? How can we find you?
Sure. On the web, of course, it's Minding Your Manor, M-A-N-O-R, as in a manor house,
correct.
Which could be as small as a studio apartment. It's all about the idea of it.
Your house is your castle.
It
That's
is.
Right.
MindingYourManor.com is my website, and you can hit me up via email, julie@mindingyourmanor.com.
Okay.
And there's all my social media links on there as well. Minding Your Manor on Facebook and Minding UR, MANOR on Twitter. And I do try to have a good social media presence on Facebook, especially. I like to share a lot of, tidbits and tricks and some of the other things that I see other organizations have, great ideas.
So we
about.
Did already, we heard one tip already, which is take it slow. Don't feel like you have to conquer your entire universe, whatever your world may be, if it's a house or an apartment in one day. And I actually did do this, we have a relatively, large house. You've seen it. Yeah. I didn't let you inside for a reason because it was a mess.
well, it's.
But I did.
Any place that can fit six Christmas trees in it, it's pretty big.
We did. I did the basement, and I did. We had some. We have corner hutches, so I did one corner hutch, and I cleaned it out, and I got rid of some stuff, and I went through some pictures. See, and that's where I have a problem. I start cleaning, and then I start looking, and I'm like,
yes.
"Oh, look
yes.
at that picture!"
Yeah,
and
2 hours
then I get,
go by.
Yeah, and I'm like,
"You got a big bowl of Chinese in your lap, and you're watching Golden Girls, and you're looking at pictures." It's like, what the heck was I supposed to be doing here?
Oh wait, I was cleaning, but I did. I after I finished because it looks nice now, and I alphabetized the. Hundreds of videos that my kids have, you know, the DVDs. So when I got rid of some of those that we won't watch anymore, Cinderella, you know, all the really child ones that we no longer are interested in. So I did feel good about that one little step, but it always does seem like sometimes for me, it does happen. And, you know, I feel overwhelmed. Like I don't even know where to start, but so your first tip was take it slow, but what's some other tips, Julie?
Well, the idea of not knowing where to start is definitely something that a lot of people struggle with. And the distractibility factor, one of the things when I'm sorting with a client, we are sorting into piles or boxes or tote bags or bins, and they're labeled basically donate, recycle, toss, give back to original owner. And we always label one for dispersion to other rooms. Because that's where a lot of people trip up. They zigzag organized. They go from one room and they, oh, I got to put this in the other room. And then they get distracted there and whatnot. So, and starting small, it can be a shelf, a drawer, a little 2-foot by 2-foot area. You know, you can just kind of, a colleague of mine has a great tip for people who really struggle getting started, just to throw a hula hoop over a small area and just start with that area.
Do they still make hula hoops?
They do. Of course they do. I see them all the time.
I have a few, but I'm just wondering.
Yes, there are still out there.
So, you know, and the biggest thing that people have difficulty with is what I call modern guilt. They feel beholden that they need to keep something because they paid good money for it.
Okay.
They paid good money for that.
Right.
And they think that, okay, I haven't used it in the past 3 or 4 years, but, or it was given to them by someone and they therefore feel like
sentimental. I do that too.
Sentimental, which is fine. And that's all fair, well, and good, you know, but if it's a flannel shirt from Aunt Zelda versus, you know, a tea set from Grandma, there's a little bit of a difference there. Although someone can have just as much sentimentality revolving around a piece that you don't know what the origin of it is.
Yeah.
You know, a client had a old junky metal lunchbox and her husband pitched it. And he didn't really realize that the sentimental aspect of it was that her father had written his name in it on his lunchbox, and it was the last example of his handwriting, and it devastated her. So we don't, you know, we don't.
Are they still
know.
Together?
Can't ever assume
they are. They overcame that particular situation, but so that's
understandable.
That's why it's a little
but
sensitive.
Say there is the, you know, going back to like the grandma's tea set.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people now these days
are using tea
so
sets?
Is there a way to like say, well, how about you just keep one teacup and maybe use it as a planter or break it and make a collage into a frame?
You
can
do
like,
all that kind of thing, you know?
Break it.
One of the other tricks is actually taking photographs of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a client who had every single trophy he had won in sports and life from, you know, elementary school, and he was 60-something odd years old.
I do.
I mean, boxes and boxes. And he was like, you know, what are we going to do with all this? And I said, listen, you know, if you want to sit down and show the grandkids, you know, Pop's accomplishments, how about showing him a picture? How about grouping them in elementary school, middle school, or by the sport and taking pictures of them and then actually donating the trophies, because there are some...
Donate the trophies.
There are
with
some trophies. Yeah, they can take
the plate
take that kind of stuff off
or rub it.
I could never do that.
Well, maybe you can't. So pick another battle.
Pick a different battle. So that's a good. So don't feel defeated if you're like, I can't do something, because I showed horses from when I was 10 years old until I was 20, and so I have 10 and 11 and years worth of ribbons. I iron them occasionally to keep them nice and
God.
Flat.
That's cherishing
the one thing
she
I iron.
Help.
But that no.
I
She's honoring them, and that's what's cool about it. It's when they're at the bottom of a closet with 10 years worth of dirty laundry that is not honoring it. So
then you pick a different battle. If you don't want to get rid of your trophies,
absolutely.
Let's get rid of...
Let's look at something else. 25-year-old Tupperware. And let's also be mindful that we are giving donations that are actual gifts, not curses. So what I mean by that is, how do we think that a charitable organization is going to display and who is really going to buy 25-year-old, you know, stained, warped Tupperware?
Right.
I mean, that's not really a gift. It's a curse. So let's recycle it. Or back to that modern guilt thing. Sometimes stuff just has to go in the trash, and that's okay.
It is okay.
It is okay.
I do have a hard time. No. My husband's a little better about, you know, like kids' toys, you know, things that they don't use anymore. And I'm like, but some kid might like that.
Sure. Well, there's
but what do you do? Do you have, like, because that's something too. Like a lot of places, you know, the clothes donations, that kind of thing. But a lot of places don't take some stuff, and I have a hard time with throwing. You know, I think we're such a disposable society as well as materialistic that you know it's so is there a play like we have it we bought it we had a TV and it came with a stand but you know now they're wall mounted and so I said well, do we need to keep this stand because I'm cleaning what do I do with it? Do I just throw it out do I throw it out or can someone use this because I have this like someone could use this stand
so the second show.
Well,
do you have advice about like what to do with stuff? What do I do with this stuff?
What do you do with stuff? If it's, you know, if a charitable organization will take it as a donation, great. And it's always a good idea to either check if they have a list online that you can check with first or actually call because some organizations are becoming a bit more fussy about some of the things they're accepting, which is very reasonable because a lot of times, you know,
it can be junk.
It's just junk. And then they're stuck with getting rid of it. There's also FreeCycle, which is there's a FreeCycle, Columbia County FreeCycle group on Facebook, as well as going to freecycle.com, which is the idea of something like that stand of yours. It could be perfectly usable to someone else in some other fashion, and you post your picture of it, and either you meet in a public place, or sometimes people will send out a curb alert, and somebody else can pick things up and try to transfer it that way.
We should also mention, you did say that paper is one of the things that people hold on to the most. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect time for us to tell everybody that we do, Holly did create the KISS program here in the county, and that's keeping identity of seniors safe, and twice a year what we do is we have we make it easier for seniors to get rid of all of their paper. Well, what we do is we contact all the towns and we drop off these humongous bins, and they can take all of their stuff that's just laying around and drop it in the bins for shredding.
Wow, that's awesome.
For free. Yeah, for free. That's free service.
That's awesome.
For free.
And
so
we're actually looking, Justin is looking into, we're doing research, but it's probably going to be in every town all year long. It'll just be available. We're working with a local company actually to have it available year round.
Right.
Awesome.
For seniors.
Oh,
for
great.
The paper aspect of, you know, the old credit card bills, sensitive documents that shouldn't go in the trash.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, that is huge.
That's huge. Yeah. That is definitely huge because it's people really struggle with it.
Paper, right.
You know, we're going to start a fire in the backyard with this stuff. What are we going to do? Or unwisely, you know, actually putting
out,
in the garbage and whatnot. So that's actually, you know, wonderful.
Yeah.
There are some office supply stores and UPS stores that do offer shredding. It is a paid service, you know, but
ours is free.
Ours is free.
When it comes to bulk,
no cost to taxpayers.
That's awesome. When it comes to bulk shredding, you know, when you're talking about a few cardboard boxes or a few brown grocery bags full of shredding, and people think, well, I'm gonna just sit here in my little home shredder and it burns out after you know 10 minutes, and then they go buy another one.
Right.
So you know, free or bulk shredding.
Right. What do you do with that shredder when you're done with it? Then it sits in the corner.
Then it's
collecting
and a lot of times
dust,
it takes so long to put one in. It's like going through. It's like, just drop it off in our bins.
Right,
and that we're going to start that up around March. So if you have any questions, if you know of a senior that really needs to declutterize their home, give us a call. We can call me down at the records department with the county at 822-0143. Or if you remember the clerk's office phone number, it's 828-3330 if that's easier for you.
Very good.
And they'll send you down to me.
Yes.
And we can chat.
Got another awesome tip that I just I had to talk about because, of course, our listeners can't see this, but the operating board is labeled. And it's labeled very simply with blue painter's tape and a black Sharpie. And that is...
Labels are a good thing.
Labels are an excellent thing, but the painter's tape is my best friend.
Oh, really?
Literally my...
Better than duct tape?
Definitely better than duct tape.
Because it's more removable.
Because you can remove it, uh-huh. And it's less expensive. It's not as sticky, but green is a great color that pops. Blue is a great color.
And so what should we be labeling?
Get rid of the label makers. Don't think, I got to buy a big... Fancy, label maker, right. Because they spit out these little teeny tiny labels and you can't see them. Right. Label everything if you are in a household with other household members that you're trying to get on board. And when you're creating the homes and zones for your belongings in your house, I say think about it in a department store mentality. Where would you go to find that item if you were going to a box store? Well, let's see. You know, I need a catnip. Okay, where are you going to go? The pet department? I need light bulbs.
I'd go to Intimates.
The hardware department?
That's usually the first department I go to anyway.
For someone special, I'm referencing Elf. For your catnip,
this is why we need Julie, because I would have gone to the wrong department. I need my department's
label. You need help now. It's not just me. We both need help.
Yeah. So, you know,
label
trying
things,
to apply the idea of, let's put all the cords together for electronics, mm-hmm. the power cords, the surge protectors, the extra ones, extension cords, they should all go together. Oh, batteries should all kind of go together. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have little stations throughout the house of, you know, personally, I think it's a great idea to have, you know, a little desktop organizer with the post-its and a few pens and a couple of pairs of scissors. That's great. You know, but having that one home for all of the light bulbs together lets everybody know, you know, where
this
to go.
Is where they go.
And it's okay if you've got some painter's tape that is on the outside of your cupboard for a while until the family members get used to where things are going. And then you can either remove it or just, you know, put something a little more dainty in the inside of a cupboard so that it's not so in your face. But until you train everyone, because if you're sharing a home with anyone, a partner or two or three or four people, and everybody isn't on board, you're going to chase your own tail.
Mm. Yeah, it's not going to work.
We should mention that you are a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers. Do you want to speak about that organization a little bit and
sure.
how you became part of that?
Sure. As well as the Institute for the Challenging Disorganized. About 25, almost 30 years ago, 25, 28, there was a group of organizers in Los Angeles County that said, you know, this is a thing now. People have gone through so many years of having so much stuff and not knowing what to do with it now that we've, you know, kind of turned on that the 80s consumeristic era. Well, you know, let's get together with other people so that we can network and we can educate and we can create an organization. So there's over 4,000 or so professional organizers that belong to NAPO. And the Institute for the Challenging Disorganized is it's a bit more aimed towards those who are struggling with chronic disorganization and or possible hoarding tendencies. And so both organizations, I take a lot of teleclasses. There's a lot of national forums where we organizers talk between ourselves and try to help each other, you know, solve problems and, you know, set a standard. Because, like I said, nobody would have thought this is a thing, but it definitely has become a thing as people are trying to dig their way out of years of accumulation and overwhelm.
And sometimes is it? I mean, it seems like you probably do have to have, like you talked about the woman whose husband threw out something that meant a lot to her. Mm-hmm. You seems like you have to have a bit of a therapist or at least have empathy with people to understand why I want to keep, you know, what I want to keep
exactly.
and to help them work through that issue. So is there some of that talk going on? Like, how do you handle people's emotions?
Well, they're doing a few things.
It's just stuff, but it's not stuff.
Yeah, it's never about the stuff, is right. what we sometimes say. I'm there for support because there's oftentimes, you know, there's tears,
right.
there's hugs, there's going through a dearly departed loved one's belongings.
Sure.
It's emotional, it's upsetting, or deciding, you know what? Nana gave me 3 china sets. Which one am I gonna? Yeah. Which one am I gonna keep? You know, some of the guilt that revolves around. Well, I bought all this stuff, and now I'm just gonna get rid of it. So there is a lot of talk where I act as the voice of reason
mm-hmm.
and try to help someone get a little perspective about what it is that they're wrangling with. And then there's also me letting them talk it out themselves. A lot mm-hmm. of times clients are working through something and they're kind of whispering and they're talking and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their brain is processing something and possibly something for the last time.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's a one-time thing where this is the end of their relationship with this belonging, and talking about it or giving it thanks for its service
mm-hmm.
is really helpful. And I do that with kids when I've worked with children who've had, let's say, beloved bathtub toys
yeah.
that the water gets inside and they get mildewy, moldy.
Right, right.
We've held little memorial services uh-huh. over yeah. the garbage can for the toy, and to say, we had a great bath time a number of times, rubber ducky, and mm-hmm. and I love you, but it's time to let you go
we
on to your next
to
home.
We to do that, humanize inanimate objects.
Sure.
Yeah. I know every time I, you know, when I've had a few cars, and, you know, every time it's like, you know, I feel bad giving this car away. Yeah. Thank you.
I went through that.
Yeah.
I totally did.
Oh, you know, because you spend a lot of time in your car.
Sure.
And then it's like, I'm just casting it aside. And we do. We tend to.
I felt bad for 2 days
yeah.
after
yeah.
I traded in my last junker
because yeah.
I drove it into
right,
the ground.
Right, right, yeah. But that's a nice way to. So there's another
it
tip.
Is.
To. It's okay to take a moment and provide closure and move on to
yep.
the next stage. And it's not a bad thing to say goodbye. Yeah. Goodbyes suck, but. Okay, I hope I can say that at
yeah.
FCC, but they
so.
Do suck.
Well, we'll be saying it to everybody in about 5 minutes, so get used
yeah,
to
it. Well,
get ready, prepare
some
yourself.
Are easier than others, because yeah, I have a union meeting at 11:30. But yeah, it is okay to say.
It is, you know, and I'm obviously, I'm not
weird.
A therapist,
right.
but it
right.
is up to them. You know, they like to talk things out sometimes. I've worked with someone who's read a lot of funny, charming, amazingly interesting, sentimental cards that her deceased husband left for her
yeah.
or had written to her over the years of their marriage. And it, you know, it brought tears to my eyes
yeah.
because it just was like, wow, that's just
that
so
awesome.
Amazing.
Right.
So we never do know what that one thing is. Justin mentioned movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that is something that I've come across with a client where, believe it or not, this little tiny stub really meant something to her.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the paper we were working through, it was very important to keep our eyes peeled for that little tiny piece of paper,
the
because
movie
it,
stub.
It
yeah.
meant something.
Yeah, I think yeah. I mentioned that when we were off the air, but I was telling Julie how I have all these movie stubs from going back to all the way like 1980, and which is interesting because I was 4 in 1980. But anywho,
it means
yeah,
something.
It's like you remember the person that was there with you at that movie. And it's
sure.
not so much about the ticket or the movie.
It's the
about
memory.
Who you were with yeah. and what you were going through at the time. And it brings, like, songs do sometimes.
Sure.
You know, you hear a song and it just goes right back. You're right back to that moment. So that's, for me, if I was going to start declutterizing and start getting organized and things like that, that would probably be my biggest issue, is trying to unattach myself from the memory associated with
right.
each.
Well, the sentimental
thing.
Nature of
yeah.
things, exactly. Yeah.
So, but maybe you don't have
issue.
To give them up. I mean, I started my daughter off taking her to concerts and got her a ticket album for just that, for keeping all the tickets for those
right.
memories.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how much space are those movie tickets filling up? You know, a shoebox? Oh, okay. Well, so maybe there's something else that is low-hanging fruit that you have kicking around that you can decide, you know what, these are clothes from when I was in college and they don't fit. I haven't worn them. Pick something up in the elastic.
Oh, I do too.
When the elastic goes creak.
Hoping that I can still get into them. That's where it's like, it's hard for me. I don't want to throw those away. I look so good in those.
But well, people do that as well. They keep clothes that.
Especially,
I'm going to fit into this again.
Of course, yeah. You're wobbling back.
That's other New Year's resolutions of losing weight.
But you know what? You deserve fresh, new, fantastic clothes that fit you well when you do that sort of a thing.
Right.
And again, paper and clothing, two easiest things in the world for any of us to buy, find, and we certainly love keeping it.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. This has been
wonderful.
We could talk to you for another hour as well. I mean, there's so much to discuss, but I think we learned a lot. And again, to find Julie, you can go to www.mindingyourmanner.com. She's on Facebook. If you would like to enlist her services, please look her up.
She's fully insured.
I may. Yeah, she's a member of all these institutes, and she's an excellent listener, which I think is another part of that
whole
process.
She's a Virgo. That's the that's the sign of the
gods.
We'll
have to have a show about the
signs.
The signs.
We should get
Justin, you're an expert.
We should get one of each sign in here and see what happens.
Good Lord.
That'd be like cats in a bag.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a lot. Our next show is on Wednesday, January 27th, and we are going to have a guest from CoARC. Karen is going to be coming in to talk about CoARC, an organization, and maybe some other fun stuff. Yes. So do tune in. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget the Bed Races meeting tonight and the sub sale on Friday.
Buy your Powerball and
share
with me and Justin.
Yeah.
Good luck with the resolutions.
Thanks,
Thank
Julie.
you. I'm going to go throw stuff away. Yay.